Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15, we're going to read one verse, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and I desire your prayers this morning. And like I say, good to see everybody, good to have everybody. We've got some that are away. Thanksgiving travels, and people go here and there, but I'm glad to be here this morning. Proverbs chapter number 15. You know this is one of my favorite books in the Bible. Proverbs chapter number 15. I want to read one verse I've had on my mind. One verse. Verse number 6. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 6, it says, "In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble." Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given to us, and Lord, letting us be here in thy house this morning. Lord, we're thankful for all that you've done for us. We're thankful for the health and the strength to come this way. And Lord, we just ask that you would speak to us from the Word of God this morning. We have much on our hearts and upon our minds, many objects of prayer, much going on this month, things to do in thy work, and Lord, then with our families and everything. And Lord, just help us to keep our hearts and minds centered on what everything's really all about. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to our hearts from the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that you would, if there's anybody here today that's lost, that you'd show them their great need of salvation. And Lord, I pray that you'd just speak to us from the Word of God. Don't let the devil hinder in any way whatsoever. And I pray the Word of the Lord would have free course. Lord, we just especially ask for your help right now. Speak to our hearts. We'll thank you for all you do. We come asking it in Jesus' name and amen. All right, let's read that verse one more time. We'll get into the message this morning. The Bible said in Proverbs 15 and verse number 6, "In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble." And you know, sometimes you get a verse on your mind and you just think of it over and over and over again. You know, you just roll it over in your mind, think about it, ponder on it, meditate upon it. That's really what you're doing when you're thinking about something over and over and what it means and why it's in there and everything. And so that's, I've had this verse on my mind for the past few days, thinking about it, meditating upon it. The Bible said in Psalms 39 and verse number 3, "My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue." And that's always the best way to get a message, is from musing upon it, thinking about it, meditating upon it. And God lights a little fire and shows you something from the Word of God, and it is a blessing to you. And Thanksgiving's coming up, and I seen Preacher Greg Thompson last night, and I asked him, you know, we was talking about what you going to preach on. He told me, I said, you're not going to preach on Thanksgiving. I said, people won't know to be thankful if you don't preach on Thanksgiving. He said, I didn't know that, you know. We was kidding each other about that, but this is not, it's not a Thanksgiving message, but I believe it is a Thanksgiving message. And so this is what I want to try to preach on this morning with the help of the Lord. I want to try to preach on the subject of treasure in the house. Treasure in the house. That's what I've been thinking about. And especially just the first part of that verse. In the house of the righteous is much treasure. In the house of the righteous is much treasure. Now, treasure is something you mentioned. Treasure, most people would be real interested in treasure. I mean, we'd all, you know, if you ask us, would you like to find some treasure? Oh, yeah. I'd like to find some treasure. That'd be a blessing. Well, we ought to all be interested in treasure. Most people are interested in treasure. I was thinking about this, and I remember when I was a little boy, probably first or second grade, I don't even know how old that translates into being, but I was going to school down at Cove Creek. And you know, every end of the school year, we'd have field day. And that's my favorite day of the year, is field day. You got to spend the whole day outside playing games, winning ribbons, running, jumping, just having a good time. And so that was sort of a reward at the end of the year. We'd get to have field day. And Mr. Dan Isaacs, he was a PE teacher back then. And I remember during that particular field day, he made a great big deal that he had buried some treasure somewhere outside. And boy, he played that up to us, you know, and we got all excited about that. And, you know, just all day long, he'd bring up, you know, they was buried treasure out there and we were supposed to try to find it. And I don't really even remember how, but I found that treasure and he had buried it on the baseball field, on the softball field down there. And I remember finding that treasure and what it was a margarine tub. Some of you remember what them little, and they might still do it, but we don't buy that like that anymore, but we called a margarine tub, and it was just a little bowl, and it had a plastic cover on it, and what he had done, he had filled that thing up with pocket change. Probably just when he went in the evening, he'd put change in that margarine tub. And I remember I found that, and it was like I'd found Blackbeard's, hidden chest of gold. You talk about excited, an excited little boy finding that treasure. And I remember bringing it home, counting all that money. What am I going to do? I'm telling you, you'd have thought I'd have won the lottery. I found all that money. And you know, probably it wasn't very much at all, but to a little boy, and especially at that time, getting to go to Rose's, walk up and down the toy aisle and pick out something. I'm telling you, I was rich. I had found treasure. To me, that was a great, great treasure. But you know, I got to thinking about it. Now, there's something about treasure. What is treasure to one person may not be treasure to another person. To me, I'd found a great treasure, but to somebody that was older, maybe my parents or grandparents, when they heard about that, to them, that might not have been as big of a deal. And that's the way it is with spiritual things as well. What is treasure to us, another person might throw off on, and it wouldn't even be precious to them. It wouldn't be treasure to them. And the Word of God says here in verse number 6, in the house of the righteous is much treasure. He's talking about in the house of the saved, in the house of the child of God is much treasure. If I told you today there's treasure in your house, what would come to your mind, first of all, you might think, well, maybe there's something that I put up and I forgot about. Maybe there's something, if I took the sheetrock down off the wall, I've read stories about people that had real old houses and they found when they took the, they remodeled or something, you know, they found something in there that they didn't know was there. And so if I told you there's treasure in your house, that might be the first thing that comes to your mind. But what I want to show you today is even better than that. And there's treasure, there's much treasure in the house of the righteous. And so I got to studying this out. And really, it's just a little Bible study on the subject of treasure in the Bible and what the Bible says about it. Number one, I'm going to give you six things this morning about treasure in the house. Number one, treasure in the house is a reflection. Treasure in the house is a reflection. Now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. I'll read that for you. Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Treasure is a reflection upon our heart. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You see what that's talking about this morning, what we have, our things. Things that we have bought, things that we have accumulated says a whole lot about us. It tells us where your heart is. What you spend your time on, what you spend your money on tells us this morning where our heart really is. You know, I was on the radio last week and when I got off, the swap shop always comes on. And I got out in the car and I was going home and I was listening to the swap shop. And it's always interesting to me what people put on the swap shop. And there was somebody had called in. I hope it wasn't anybody that's here this morning, but there's somebody they'd called in and they's talking about, man, they had some treasure. But they had something that was worth something. And they was wanting to sell it. You know, they must have fell on hard times to sell their treasure, but they had a collection of Dale Earnhardt Sr. NASCAR memorabilia. And they had glasses and cards and little die-cast cars and things. And not only Dale Earnhardt Sr., but they had Davey Allison and some of these older NASCAR drivers. But they was going to have to sell it. And I thought to myself, they must really love NASCAR a lot. If they had accumulated all this stuff down through the years, and I hate to tell them, but I doubt seriously if they'd get $20 for a whole box full of NASCAR memorabilia. They must not know how much of that stuff is out here in the world. But you know what? That tells something about what they love. And that's how it is with all of us this morning. I'm not throwing off on them. I'm sure I've collected stuff that wasn't even worth what that's worth this morning. But you know, that's how it is. Our treasure, where your treasure is, there is where your heart is also, is what the Word of God says. You ought to try this when you go home. When you go home today and you open up your door and you walk into the house, go into your house and ask yourself, if I was a stranger and this was the first time I was walking into this house, what would it say about me? Because you know what? Where your treasure is where your heart is also. And you walk into your house, walk into my house, that you can learn a whole lot about somebody just by what they've got in the house. And I was saying about that in my house. I thought somebody walked into my house, they'd think, they like dead things. You know, we got bear hanging on the wall and deer antlers and coyote skin and all this kind of stuff. If somebody walked in, they'd say, they like dead things. They like sort of a country theme is sort of what Kim's got going on in the house and all like that. And you know, if you look around, you can go in somebody's house, you can tell a whole lot about them. But I thought, I'm glad I've got a lot of Bibles laying around here and there and books about the Lord. And that's not the only thing going on in my house. And so where treasure is, that tells us, it's a reflection of where our heart is. You know, it always gives me a good feeling to go up to somebody's house and knock on the door, and they might have a plaque or something on the outside or on the inside. It says what Jeremiah said over in, not Jeremiah, but what Joshua said over in Joshua, where he said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. That's what our treasure ought to tell about us. We love the Lord. That we want to serve the Lord. So treasure in the house is a reflection this morning. Number two, a treasure in the house is a relationship. Now, this, what I had thought about preaching on, that's not what I'm preaching on. When I studied the Word of God, it messed my message up. And that's how it is sometimes. You study the Bible and it'll mess your message up, but it's better. It's better than what I'd even been thinking about. What the Bible says about treasure, it's a reflection of the heart. Number two this morning, treasure in the house is a relationship. This is what I found out from studying the Bible. God said, Psalms 135 verse 4, it says, for the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. The Lord chose Jacob and Israel for his peculiar treasure. It's what the Word of God says. And I got to thinking about that. You know, isn't it interesting that God in heaven, who the Bible says, the heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. You think there's any treasure in heaven or in earth below that God could not have if he wanted it? The Bible says this, Psalms chapter 50, verse number 10. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. You know, we quote that all the time. At Psalms 50 and verse number 5. And we'll say, the cattle upon a thousand hills. The Lord owns all of it. But it also says He owns every beast in the forest. There's nothing that God couldn't have if He wanted it. He owns it all. He lives in a place where the street is made of pure gold, like unto glass. God knows what treasure is. He has it. He's surrounded by it. All the riches, all of these things. But His peculiar treasure is a relationship. That's interesting to me this morning. You know, when we think about it like that, that ought to elevate the relationships that we have. If it's that important to God to have relationships, it ought to be important to us. You know, the Bible said in Proverbs 18 and verse 22, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And you would know that by talking to a lot of men, how they talk about their wives. The Bible, boy, nobody said amen right there. You fellas won't eat Thanksgiving dinner this week. You better start saying, amen, preacher, that's right. Thank God for my wife. What a blessing. Boy, you're going to be sleeping outside in the doghouse. I mean, you could hear the crickets chirping when I said that. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. That's a little better. You're going to get pumpkin pie bought from the grocery store. That's all you're going to get out of that, I'm telling you. Bless your heart, Kim. I love you. Amen. You're a blessing to me. Praise God, I got the best wife in the whole wide world. And she's got the best husband in the whole wide world. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, here's how it really is. You preacher, you preaching on that, and we all know that's how it ought to be, but here's how it really is. We just get right down where we live this morning. Boy, Thanksgiving's coming up. I got to be around that crowd for 2 days. I got to be around my in-laws and outlaws and everybody going to be around. I'd really like to be somewhere doing something else. Amen. I'd really rather be deer hunting. I'd really rather just go shopping, forget about all the rest. I'd like to have a break from that crowd, but your family, God gave it to you. That's your peculiar treasure. You better thank God for it. You better thank God for the family that the Lord has given to you. He's given them to you as a peculiar treasure. Your family can't be my family. My family can't be your family. You don't like what you got, you just better pray and ask God to give you grace. Just enjoy Him the best that you can. Because that's a peculiar treasure that the Lord has given unto you. The Bible said in Psalms 127 verse number 3, it says, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Children are a reward from God. Your children are your heritage. That's what you got. That's a relationship that you got. You know, I was downstairs studying this morning, and Chloe come down the stairs, and I could hear her mama yelling at her. She said, Chloe, come here. She said, I'll be right there. But she wasn't coming right there. She's coming down the steps. And then she yelled at her again, Chloe, come here. I'm a-coming, she said. But she's coming down the steps. She had an important, she was on an errand. And she come down the stairs, she had a piece of paper. She said, Daddy, I want to show this to you. And she had written, I love you, on that piece of paper. And I seen that and I said, boy, I like that. She said, I love you, Daddy. That's what she said. Now, what's that worth? What's that worth this morning? You got treasure in your house. Your children, your grandchildren, the family that God's given unto you. And I not only just love her, I love the other two too. What's her names? Abigail It's like this. We've got a son and we've got a daughter, and Abigail's in the middle. And she spent all morning yesterday traipsing through the woods with me trying to find a deer. And boy, what a good time we had. We didn't find no deer, but we made some memories. Amen. Me and Noah get to work together on the radio, and he's helps me so much, and we have such a good time in what we do together. And he's been collecting I don't know how he does it, this electronic stuff, but he's got all kinds of bloopers that I've said things wrong. You wouldn't believe that. And I won't even know that he's done that, and he'll be laughing about something, and he's doing that. And I called him the other day, and he said something about playing that, and I said, when I die, have at it. I don't care. I don't care, but not until I'm gone, gonna make fun of me and things I said wrong. And boy, we have a good time, but I'm telling you, this morning, you say, oh, I wish I had more. Hey, be glad with what you got. God's given you. That's a reward. That's a blessing. The blessings that God has given to us, your family, your church family. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I'm glad I can come in, sit down, worship the Lord, bear my heart, bear my burdens, say pray for me, and I know somebody will pray for me. I know it. I know it. I appreciate my church family. I appreciate my friends this morning that God has given unto me. You have treasure you know not of. There's much treasure, the Word of God says. In the righteous, in the house of the righteous is much treasure. It's a reflection of where our heart is. It's a relationship that God has given unto us. A treasure in the house. Going on this morning, number three. Treasure is resources. I was reading and studying in the Word of God. What is treasure anyway? Jeremiah 41:8 says, we have treasures in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey. Deuteronomy 28:12 said, for the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Boy, what's God got that's good treasure? What do you think about? What do you think that would be? God said he'd open unto us his good treasure. Here's what the Bible says. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. Well, that's what treasure is this morning. Treasure is food on your table. And you can walk out, many of you, by the house, and there's a creek runs down through there that God's filled up with water, and somehow, some way, it gets down in the ground and it gets into our houses, and you can go to the sink and you can turn the faucet on, you can get a good glass of water. You don't have to worry about it poisoning you. You don't have to boil it first. You don't have to worry about it making you sick. You know what that is? That's the good treasure of God upon us. Water. Be able to go out and work with your hands. I know sometimes people think that's a dirty word. I don't want to work. I don't know about anybody else, but I want to work. I want to be able to do something. I want to be able to go in the garden. I want to be able to grow something and can it and bring it in the house. Another night when the snow is a-blowing and it's cold outside, we got a can of peaches off the shelf. And opened it up, meet it like kings. That's treasure to me. That's treasure to me. God would give us things to enjoy and food on our table and to be able to work and all these things, to be able to go outside and enjoy the great outdoors and do something like that. What a blessing. That's a treasure to have a wood to heat with and oil to heat your water and a house and a bed to sleep on and a church to come to and sit down in and have lights. Hey, all that stuff's a blessing of God. Treasure. So I don't have much. Maybe you're looking in the wrong box. There's much treasure in the house of the wicked. It's resources that God has given unto us. I mean, we say, oh yeah, we'd walk to church if we had to, but it's pretty nice to drive, isn't it? Pretty nice to drive. I'd ride in a horse and wagon if I had to, but it's pretty nice just to go out and get in the car and turn it on and turn the heat on, let it do its own defrosting, go back inside a few minutes, come out, and it's toasty warm. You're ready to go. That's the blessing of God. God's blessed us. God's been good to us. All these resources, all these things is treasure. His good treasure, the Bible says. Look in Genesis chapter 43. I want to show you this. You know how I am about the first time something's mentioned in the Bible. You go and find the first time anything's mentioned in the Bible and you'll find a blessing there. Genesis chapter number 43. I'll give you just a moment to turn there. It's a reflection of what's in our heart. It's a relationship that we have in our home and our church and with our friends that God has given to us. It's resources we're blessed with all around us today. But I want to show you something else in Genesis chapter number 43. Now, this is where Joseph's brethren come back to him the second time. You remember the first time they went down there and bought food? They went home and Joseph put the money back in their sack. And they got gone so far they couldn't go back. They needed to take the food home. And so now they come back the second time and the first thing they do is try to explain what happened the first time. And so look in chapter 43, verse 21. And it came to pass when we came to the inn that we opened our sacks. This is the first time. They're telling what happened. We opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack. Our money in full weight. And we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. This is the second time. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out unto them. He said, don't worry about it. God done that. God has put treasure in your sack. He said, I had your money all along. Now, he's the one that put the man. Hey, Joseph don't need no money. He's second in command to Pharaoh throughout all the land. He doesn't need their piddly money. He put it back in their sack, sent them home. That's his brethren. That's his family. And he said, God done that. God put that treasure in your sack. He said, I had your money. I had your money. I don't need your money. He's not lying. He did have their money, but he just put it back in the sack. He didn't need their money. You know what I get a blessing at? You know what treasure is in the house? It's a reward. That's what that was. That was just a bonus. That was just an unexpected blessing. And you know what? If anybody anywhere at any time did not deserve a reward, it was Joseph's brethren. That sorry bunch sold Joseph into slavery, put their daddy through all kinds of torment and heartache thinking that Joseph was dead all them years. And I'm telling you, they deserved something, but it wasn't a blessing. They deserved to be in prison themselves, didn't they? What about us? God ever been good to you when you didn't deserve being good to? God ever been good to you when you ought to have been hanging your head and hiding from Him and afraid to talk to Him and just deserving at any moment the wrath of God and bad things to happen to you? But God in His goodness, God in His mercy come along when you did not deserve it and put treasure in your sack. And you opened it up and you said, boy, I don't know how that got there. There's bound to be. Have you ever been blessed and you thought to yourself, there's bound to be a mistake? Because I sure don't deserve that. But it just worked out that God just blessed you when you didn't deserve it. God gave you something when you wasn't deserving of it. God answered a prayer for you that you wasn't just exactly where you should have been at the time, but God in His goodness done it for you anyway. That's treasure. That's treasure. What? Oh, if we got what we really deserved, what shape would we be in? Where would we be at today? What any of these things? I mean, it's a reward. Treasure in your sacks is a reward. That's what it is. That's why this morning, oh, if we's deserving, that'd be one thing. But can we really sit around this morning and look at all of our blessings and say, God, pour it on. We really deserve all this. Just give us some more. We're such a blessing to you, Lord, and we're so obedient and love you. You know, we can't say that most of the time. But God's good all the time. And that's especially why when we come to Thanksgiving, we ought to do what the Bible says in Psalms 100 verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the rewards, for all the blessings you've given me in my life. I didn't even deserve it. It's a reward. But I found something else. Number five this morning. A treasure in the house is a return. Ezra chapter 2 and verse 69. In other verses we could go to. But in Ezra they were taking up an offering for the work of the Lord. And it said this. They gave after their ability unto the treasurer of the work. They were able to give an offering to the treasure of the work. Just the fact, if you had a dollar to put in this morning, we ought to say, thank you, Lord, that I had something to give. According to their ability is what the Bible says. I'm careful in saying this, but I'm honest in saying it. I love putting something in the offering plate. Because when I'm able to put something in the offering plate, that is according to how God has blessed me. It's evidence of His blessing in our life. You know, I'm not stingy. God knows my heart, but I really don't like to spend money. Especially on wasteful things. You know, Kim was talking about going out shopping later this week. And some of you know, you maybe get really excited about shopping. And she's talking about going shopping last night. And I said, why are you and Abby going shopping? We could be going deer hunting or something worse something. But she's going to take off Abigail shopping. I said, why are you going shopping? You don't need nothing. Amen. She said, I'm not going shopping for me. I'm going shopping for Christmas for other people. And she mentioned something for somebody. I said, she don't need that. She said, but Belk's has got something on sale for something. I said, you don't need that. If it don't go boom, if it don't go bang, if it don't go broom, then it ain't worth nothing. You don't need that. Amen. There I got an amen out of. So Brother Terry can come over to our house for Thanksgiving. He's not getting nothing either. But billions of money is going to be spent on Black Friday and Christmas shopping and all kinds of those things. And a lot of what is spent is, that word spent is a good word. Spent is what you do when you light a firecracker and it goes boom in the air. You spin it, it's gone, you got all the good out of it that there was, and you're not going to get any more. It's spent. It's gone. But you know what? You put something in the work of the Lord. You put something to be a blessing to somebody, to meet somebody's need that has a need. Now that, you're going to get a good return on that investment. Bible said in Matthew 6:20, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Has God blessed you with treasure? Be a blessing to somebody else. It's a return. And last of all this morning, number six, a treasure in the house is above and beyond number one, it's redemption. It's a redeemer. It's a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Look over in Isaiah chapter number 33. I found a little verse, passage over there, and I had never noticed it before, but my, what a blessing when you tie it in with what the New Testament says. Isaiah chapter number 33. Now, the New Testament has much to say about treasure, and of course, our treasure above and beyond anything else is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 2, the last part of the verse says, "The mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Well, there's treasure in the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you saved? Do you have a personal relationship with Him? You know, if you died, you'd go to heaven to be with the Lord. You've been saved. You've been redeemed. You've been justified. What a blessing. You're one of the richest people in the world. And I'm not talking about what's in a checking account either. You're blessed to have the treasure of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it said in Colossians about Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now look at Isaiah 33 and verse 5. It said, "The Lord is exalted, for He dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness." Look at verse 6. "And wisdom and knowledge." Now, Colossians said that in whom? Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. But here it says in verse 6, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times." Isn't it good to have something stable in all these unstable times in which we're living in? Said, "Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is His treasure." The fear of the Lord is His treasure. We have something stable in unstable times. It is good to be saved and have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 and 17 says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Where is Jesus anyway? If you're saved, He's in you. He lives in you. He said He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." You have treasure in earthen vessels, that's these bodies. If you are saved by the grace of God, you have a relationship with Him. You have stability in unstable times. You say, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do about all the trouble? What are you going to do about the days ahead?" I'm going to do Jesus. That's the only thing to do. We need to do with Him and in Him we live and move and have our being, the Bible says. Now, I go back to Proverbs 15 and verse number 6, and I'm going to close in just a moment, but talking about treasure in the house. It said in verse 6, "In the house of the righteous is much treasure." I hope you go away today feeling richer than you did before you come. "In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble." Look down at verse number 16. It says, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." If you've got so much treasure that it's troubling you, you got the wrong kind of treasure. It's better to have a little and the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. I know I've said this many times before, but I'm going to say it again because God done something great for me. I'm glad to have less today than I had a few years ago. got a lot of trouble out of my life. You can have great treasure, but just a bunch of trouble. And it'd be better to have a little and be happy and contented and satisfied and have the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. I thought of this song. I wish I could sing like some of them preachers. You know, I was talking to one of my preacher friends the other day, and he's talking about this preacher that wrote a song, played the song on the piano, sang the song, and got up and preached after and preached a good message. I said, that ain't even right. There ought to be a law against that. I can't do that. But if I could, I'd sing, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. He is more precious than silver and gold. I'd rather have him. That's treasure. That's treasure with no trouble. No trouble whatsoever. I'd like for us to have our heads bowed and our eyes closed. And